Knowing God through His Word. That is our message this week. And yesterday we established that the Word of God is perfect. It doesn't have any mistakes. It doesn't have any errors in it. And today I want to talk about the fact that God's Word is powerful. And I think we already alluded to this yesterday, but the Word of God is powerful. You see, it's powerful enough to create change in our lives. It's powerful enough to correct us, to equip us, to comfort us. Whatever we need in life is found in God's Word. It's so important for us to plant the seed of a word in our hearts, allow it to grow, water it, and then it will create effortless change in our lives because the Word of God is powerful. But we read in the Bible in Hebrews 4 verse 12, "For the Word of God is living and powerful." In the Amplified Classic, it reads, "For the Word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective." And I want to remind you today, whenever you read the Word, whenever you listen to a Word-based teaching, to remember it is powerful. You see, the Word spoken from God has the power to create the change we so desire in our lives. If you want change in your life today, if you want different things in your life, if you want to believe God, you know, it's so important for us to plant the seed of a word in our hearts. I remember in my life, I experienced drastic change when I got born again. When I gave my life to Jesus and became a new person in Him, it changed my life. It changed my desires. It changed my worldview. It changed so much in my life. The same happened when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Just the revelation I got from God's Word just changed so much. And just the transformation that happened in my life because of it. But I also learned it's so important for us to continue to abide in God's Word. If we want to continue to go from glory to glory. You see, it's wonderful to have those incredible experiences with God and encounters with Him. It's so important. It is biblical. And change obviously starts when we get born again. But if we want to continue to be transformed and become more and more like Jesus, we need to abide in God's Word. And God's Word is powerful. We also read in James 1 verse 21, "So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls." You see, it just tells us again that the word of God is powerful. It has the power not only to save us in our spirits, but also to save us in our souls, to help us to renew our minds. And as we renew our minds, we will be transformed in life. So remember today, God's Word is powerful. Whatever you need today, if you need to have a different worldview, if you need to see things differently in life, allow the Word of God to change the way you see things on the inside. By planting it in your heart, by reading it, by meditating on it, by speaking it, by believing it, and it will create the change you so desire in your life. Remember today, God's Word is perfect, but it is also powerful. You are highly favored and deeply loved.